Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to another of our daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Father Welcott Ashton Bing, the Rector of St. Stephen's Parish in all of Central Andres. Today we celebrate the life of St. Faith, Virgin and Martyr. We pray especially in this parish for the people of St. Faith's Church in Stanyard Creek. Faith is said to have been a girl or a young woman of France. Her legend recounts how she was arrested during persecution of Christians by the Roman Empire, and she refused to make pagan sacrifices, even under torture. St. Faith was tortured to death with a red-hot brazier. Her death is sometimes said to have been in the year 287 or 290, sometimes in the large-scale persecution under Diocletian beginning in 303. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who kindled the flame of your love in the heart of your holy martyr Faith, grant to us, your humble servants, alike faith and power of love, that we who rejoice in her triumph may profit by her example, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, reading verses 2 through 12. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do nothing more. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers, and the authorities, do not worry about how you are to defend yourselves or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that very hour what you ought to say. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Words from our reading this morning, Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do nothing more. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. In today's Gospel, Jesus shares with us the reality of the world in which we live, the reality of Christian life and discipleship. He begins by speaking primarily to his disciples, warning them of the hypocrisy he has seen regarding the Pharisees. He shares how easy it is for one to pretend for others and before mankind, but that is their downfall. For we cannot pretend in the sight of God, for God sees all and God knows all. And Jesus warns by telling them that one day the true nature of those who are hypocrites will be revealed. Jesus then moves quite quickly into challenging them not to fear those who can harm our physical bodies, for this is only the outer, but to fear God. Jesus knows this and is able to encourage them because he's lived the truth of this text. For it is in the ending portion of the previous chapter that the writer lets us know that the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile towards Jesus. As the story of the gospel continues to unfold, the disciples will see firsthand how Jesus was mocked before men. He was threatened, and upon his death there were many who rejoiced. But that which they thought to be the end was but the continuation of his journey. We are being warned this morning about the people in this world who will seek to harm and to wish ill upon us as God's people. But we are comforted, for Jesus says, we need not fear. We need not fear because we have the truth of the gospel, whereas James reminds us that we can count it a joy whenever we face trials of any kind. For it is through these trials and through our times of testings that our faith will grow. Saint Faith, whom we remember today, through her life and example, embodied this. For she was not afraid of any threat of harm or violence. She was proud and unashamed to declare her faith in Jesus Christ. Even in a time when one's life was threatened, she resisted the call of the authorities to denounce her faith and declared even more boldly her faith in Jesus Christ. It lends for us to consider the question today, what about us? We freely enjoy the opportunity to worship God without having to fear persecution or physical harm. And yet I imagine we take it for granted that we are able to do so. Are we bold in our faith? Or are we uninterested or even unbothered? This, my friends, is the challenge of Jesus to us. To be fearless in our profession of faith. Not to be afraid of anything or anyone that will seek to do us harm, but to trust that God is with us every step of the way. The reality is that the power and reach of man is limited. For as is the case of Saint Faith, even if they take our lives, they cannot take our souls. So as we celebrate Saint Faith today, we are reminded to be bold and to be fearless as we seek to share with others the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they too may be drawn to him and they may experience the joy of serving God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have the words of everlasting life. Help me to cast aside all doubt and fear, so that I may freely embrace your word with complete trust and joy. May there be nothing which hinders me from trusting in your love,
and following your will. Amen. Almighty and eternal God, sanctify and govern our hearts and bodies in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that under your protection now and ever we may be preserved in body and soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you for tuning in to our devotions this morning. We ask that you share them with family members and friends that they too may enjoy. God bless.